Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country. And there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday night edition of Darkness Radio. My name is Dave Schrader. I'm your host. Across the board for me, co-host and producer Tim Dennis. Good evening, Tim.
Good evening, sir.
Looks like we have Captain Candy Andy Pants, or we Andy do. Candy Pants, sitting in the background helping us take calls tonight.
Andy Candy Pants is in the house tonight.
We are going to give away stuff tonight.
We are.
How about that? You like? Yeah, Andy likes when we give things away.
He's dancing in his Andy Candy Pants right now.
Well, listen, it's about approximately 6-7 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Past my children's bedtime.
Uh-oh.
But I'm allowing my boy to stay up late this evening. So, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, please welcome to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show, doing our special Book Critic of the Week, my son, Nathan Schrader. Good evening, Nathan.
Hey, Dad.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
Good. Now, I gave you a book a couple weeks ago called Who's Haunting the White House?
It's like homework.
Exactly. And because our good friend Jeff Belanger, who wrote the book, said that he wrote this book for kind of tweens, 10-year-olds and up, to kind of learn about history and ghosts. So I gave you the book. Let me ask you, how long did it take you to read the book?
It took me about a day because I couldn't put it down. It was great. I liked it.
Really? Good deal. Did you, now was it scary at all to you, reading the book?
I wouldn't say scary, but it was a really good book, and I liked it.
All right. Well, I know you like history. Did you get a lot of good history stories out of the book as well and learn about a lot about the presidents and the White House?
Yeah, I think it was good on history. It was pretty cool. It had a little bit of a, whatever you would call it.
Okay, so you like the mix of the paranormal and the history angle that he put in the book for the kids?
Yeah.
Would you recommend this to other kids your age?
Oh, yeah, I would.
Okay, now let's see. Out of the book, what was like one of your favorite stories? Do you have a favorite out of that?
I liked them all almost the exact same, but I thought the Red Coat Soldier was really interesting.
Oh, yeah, the Red Coat Soldier that's seen walking around the property on occasion, huh?
Yeah.
Good deal. So do you want, if Jeff comes out with other books like this, dealing with the younger age group, is that something that you would want to pick up another book and tell other kids your age to read?
I would.
Okay, good. He had to put a lot of thought in that, Uncle Chick. He's all,
I guess.
I would.
Maybe.
He wants to make Jeff sweat this whole thing.
Make him sweat, Nate. Make him snet sweat.
Snet. Yeah, exactly. So out of the book, now it's not a real super thick book. Did you like all the artwork in there and everything? Did it really come alive? Did history seem to really perk up for you being wrapped around ghost stories?
Yeah. I thought that it was a good, like you said, it was a good mixture of a little bit of history. And then a little bit of the ghost.
So let's say if we're gonna put this on a 4-star scale, 1 star being it's a crappy book, and 4 stars being it's a great book. How many stars would you give this?
I'd give it 4.
4 stars. Wow.
There you go.
Very good.
Hey, Nate, if you had one president that had to come back and haunt you, one president that's passed on that you'd want to meet, who would it be?
It would be probably Mr. Lincoln.
Mr. Lincoln. Wow. He's so formal, this boy of mine.
He's showing respect.
Well, son, thank you very much for the excellent book review. I'm glad that you enjoyed the book. We'll get you more copies of other books as they come out. If you want to come back on the show and do more book reviews for us in the future, you want to do that?
Yeah.
All right, bud. Well, you have a great night. Sleep well, sleep tight, and know Daddy loves you.
Okay, I love you.
All right. Have a good night, bud.
You too.
Now, Jeff Ballinger, Tim, is the author of the book, of course, that just got rave reviews here on Darkness Radio from my son, Nathan Schrader.
Yep.
Now, Jeff also, aside from being really good at researching history, mm-hmm. unbeknownst to me, is also a songwriter.
He is. Now, I gotta tell you something okay. real quick. Normally, when you come to me and say, hey, I got a paranormal guest that wants to play a song, I try to run as far and fast away as I can.
I know. I thought you were going to sweat it as soon as I mentioned that we had a show tonight.
I kind of, you know, I didn't tense up as much because when we were on the Queen Mary,
right.
Jeff did mention, I have the song you got to hear, My Christmas Tree is Haunted. Okay. So I was like, well, I'll get around to it. I told Jeff, yeah, I'll go to your MySpace site and see it. I hadn't done it yet until I loaded it into the system tonight. And I got to say, this is pretty good.
All right.
For a paranormal.
Well, I'll tell you, we're gonna go right now. We're gonna go to this song. We'll come back. We'll talk to national news correspondent Bree Sanders in a few minutes. But ladies and gentlemen, straight with a bullet to the number one slot on Darkness Radio's Christmas Haunting Songs, here is My Christmas Tree is Haunted. Christmas tree is haunted, and jingle bells are on the floor.
right, I shouldn't be scared like this on Christmas. I should be making merry and drinking eggnog, you know? Maybe I need to call me some ghost hunters or something. I don't know. I guess I just gotta learn to live with it, you know? Well, Merry Christmas anyway. Merry Christmas.
Welcome back to Darkness Radio. Hard to believe that this is Darkness Paranormal Radio when you have such an upbeat song like that. Tim, what's the name of the band?
Name of the band is the Ghost Village Memorial Choir. Jeff Belanger has the lyrics on that bad boy. John Judd did the music. And Robert Peckman on vocals.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much, Jeff. And maybe stick to writing books.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. We appreciate that. Maybe we'll even get it up on our site so that it'll be there for download if people are interested.
What's he going to do for our Jewish friends? That's all I want to know.
I don't know. Maybe we can have him do that for next week.
My menorah is spooked.
Could be.
I could be.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. It's time to go, Tim, to the state of misery.
Now it's time for all the news that's in the news from the world of the paranormal with the supernatural stories of the strange, national news correspondent and mistress of misery, Bree Sanders.
Good evening, Bree.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. So did you fare through that whole Christmas song okay?
Pretty funny.
Good stuff, huh?
Yeah, is that actually Jeff singing?
No, it's his, father-in-law.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, Robert Peckman.
Yeah, it's his father-in-law. So we've got Bree Sanders, our national news correspondent, with strange and weird news from around the United States. I gotta read two short little bits here I thought were kind of funny, Bree, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I got them from, my best source of news, which is Reader's Digest.
Right.
And it was in the back. It's.
Are you going to tell us jokes out of the?
No, this is true. This is from the Argus, which is based in Burlington, Washington. Police blotter: a citizen reported that five dogs had charged at him in a menacing manner. A deputy reported questioning the dogs in the neighborhood. They all denied involvement. I like that one. And then this one from the Westfield, Massachusetts Evening News police log: a caller reports that her neighbors are having another argument. The responding officer reports the resident was alone and not intoxicated, but was having a disagreement with his Christmas tree, which was giving him trouble as he was taking it down. So, you know, I'm sure that there's been many people listening to me put up my Christmas tree that thinks I'm in there beating somebody because I'm cursing and kicking and throwing things at the wall. So not so far off. Where are you? Where are you going to take us to in the United States tonight with your new story?
We're going to start in Florida.
Okay. That's good. It's because it's freezing here in Minnesota. I like to start off somewhere warm.
Okay. Well, we'll go there. Actually, it's a food story.
Excellent.
A pizza delivery man from Pizza Hut, I assume he was delivering a pizza, says a customer pulled a gun on him. So his response was he threw a large steaming hot pepperoni pizza in the customer's face and ran. And I guess it was pretty heated. The customer even shot at him. But he missed him. So, anyway.
Well, the prices are getting a little up there for pizzas. So I can understand it.
Right.
It's time we turn it around and we make the highway robbery from our side.
Although we should add, we love Pizza Hut here at Clear Channel.
We put
on the feedback during the Vikings game.
Yeah, do they? I never get it, so I'm not putting any.
I've imbibed. Is that
you,
the word? Yeah, twice.
Yeah. So this guy threw hot pizza at the customer.
He used the pizza as a weapon.
See, Tim?
And this was in Florida. They're all in Florida.
Isn't that a Pat Benatar song?
What?
Pizza, don't use pizza as a weapon?
No.
No?
That's hit me with your best slice.
That's what it was, yeah.
All right, excellent.
There's a song title for Jeff.
Yes, exactly. Maybe we can get Jeff to start writing food news story songs for you, Bree.
Right.
All right, where are we off to next?
I wanted to throw this in. I'm really bitter right now because, you know, Dave, my car was stolen.
Yes.
About a week ago. Well, I saw this. I've had this little bit, and I don't remember if I put it in the show, but I wanted to mention it again.
Okay.
I had, because it's hilarious to me. This is in Warren, Michigan. A man was robbed in the street, and the victim actually turned out to be stronger than the mugger, and when the scuffle was over, the victim had gotten his money back, plus $30 of the mugger's money, and the mugger ran off.
Nicely done.
No, that made me chuckle.
Yeah, so how sad is that? A few days before the Queen Mary event, Tim, our lovely Bree was home sleeping comfortably and somebody stole her car.
I think Bree needs to pull a Jack move and just take somebody else's vehicle.
That's even right. It up. Just swap out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a nice rusted out Yugo down the street. I've seen it there for a long time. I don't think they'd care if you took it. So it's like stealing, but you know, you're not really breaking any major laws. It's a Yugo.
Right, right.
Excellent.
It's only a crime in Yugoslavia.
That's right. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. You're listening, believe it or not, to the best in paranormal talk radio. We'll be back with more news of the weird from around the United States with national news correspondent Bree Sanders right here. Good evening. Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Across the board from me, Tim Dennis. Tim, we got free stuff.
We do have free stuff.
What?
Wow, I just went Peter Brady on the bit there.
Holy cow.
We do have free stuff.
I want to give some stuff away here during next segment. People that want to get this, you can call in. Now, what do we have to give away? It's the movie, correct?
We do. We have run of engagement passes for the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still. It takes place at the IMAX Experience at the Minnesota Zoo, Great Clips IMAX Theater at the Minnesota Zoo. Passes are good Monday through Thursday only. And if you've won something in the last 30 days, you are not eligible to pick up those passes. Once again, it's pass for two for The Day the Earth Stood Still at the IMAX Experience, Great Clips IMAX Theater at the Minnesota Zoo. You too will believe that Keanu Reeves can be an emotionless alien.
So it's pretty much the way he's always been in his career.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, give us a call if you want to go to that movie. If you'd like to see The Day the Earth Stood Still, we'll give you away passes. I think we have 10 passes for two.
Yeah. Yep.
So you and a friend can go see this amazing remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still. If you're interested, again, you can't have won in the past 30 days, but give a call right now. Let's go back to our lovely Bree Sanders and the news of the strange from around the United States. Where are we off to next, Bree?
This is just a funny story. I saw this in a little newspaper in Kansas City called Just a Free Fun Sheet.
Okay.
And I had to mention this. This is so funny. In Fort Lupton, Colorado, there is a judge named Judge Paul Seiko, I think it's pronounced.
Okay.
He has started punishing noise violators, which, you know, just people who are caught making too much noise, by forcing them to listen to singers such as Barry Manilow. He actually makes. He started this. This is something he recently started.
Okay.
Because he noticed that repeat offenders were just coming up to court, you know, paying their fines and not changing their behavior. So he makes repeat offenders actually sit in a room for 1 hour and listen to music that they hate, such as Barry Manilow. And it's actually worked.
All right. Well done.
Yeah. Actually brought on.
You know, with our luck, they'd catch us, Bree, and then they'd make us sit there and listen to Air Supply. Only unbeknownst to them, we love Air Supply. So
No. The
joke is on you. We'll be out causing more havoc.
No, the joke is on you.
Hey, stop it, Tim. Jerk. Hey, for all of you in the chat room, or if you're just listening online or listening and you'd like to join us in our chat room, go to darknessradio.com, and there you'll see a link to the live chat. Yes, tonight's show is live, folks. I'm watching you in the chat room. We're going to have Brian Riggi coming up at the 10 o'clock hour talking about ghosts, poltergeist, and other supernatural phenomena. And then in the third hour of the show from 11 to midnight, we are going to be joined by Zach Baggins and Nick Roth from the hit TV series on the Travel Channel, The Ghost Adventures. So stay tuned with us for that. Where are we off to next?
I have a couple more goofy stories. We're going to Buna, Texas. In Buna, Texas, a man named Joe Richardson, I guess back in 1987, lost his class ring in a lake. He was fishing in this lake called Lake Sam Rayburn. And just this past week, a fisherman caught an 8-pound bass and discovered the ring in the fish's stomach.
Get out of here.
I'm serious. It's his ring with his name on it from 1987.
That's unbelievable.
It's unreal.
Very cool.
How crazy is that?
Exactly. Where are we off to now?
I wanted to mention this. This is funny. In a town, actually, this is in, we're going back to Florida.
Okay, good.
There's a town called Chemukla, and this week they have a festival. It's a redneck festival for Christmas.
Okay.
They're putting up prizes that are for grabs, including a golden frying pan, a can of sardines, and a bag of pork rind. And they have a redneck parade. And this went on this weekend, actually. And the parade took place today. The games today included redneck fishing, a mullet toss, cow patty bingo, all kinds of crazy stuff. So I just wanted to mention, I thought that was pretty funny. But they are actually doing it for a charity. They raised money for local children. So
well, it's always good when you can laugh at yourself, I guess.
Nothing like shotguns, Billy Beer, and cousin loving.
That's right. Yeah, it's,
while we're on the subject,
we're going to have cousin swap love fair now. Where are we? What did you want to say now? You've got another one in that same vein? Speaking of rednecks.
This is just kind of a, I thought this was sad, but this is happening in Florida too, in Fort Pierce. I read an article about a guy down there named Dana Miller. He has a six-year-old son named William that goes to the local elementary school. This is a single father who is blind and can't drive him to school. The school will not, as a courtesy, I guess they used to do pickups, you know, even if the kids live within 2 miles of the school, but they stopped doing that. They actually expect this blind single father to get his son to school. It's just crazy. It's like, you know, it was just sad. I don't know. The guy lost his eyes in a military explosion when he was 19. He's a U.S. vet. And,
Are you sure he wasn't just smacked in the face with a hot Pizza Hut pizza?
Right, I know. I just wanted to mention it because I just think, I don't know. Seems like Florida's just nuts.
It would seem. So. They're gonna stick it to the blind guy. You're going to get your kid here no matter what, mister.
Yeah. That's
you better see things our way. No, oh, bad right. Taste of words. Where are we off to next?
Let's see. Edgewood, New Mexico. This is actually about PETA. For animal rights activists, they found a way to carry their efforts with them to the grave. A New Mexico company is building all-wood human coffins in partnership with PETA, and they have slogans on them, painted on them, such as Lifetime PETA Member or I Saved 500 Animals. Another one is a slogan, I guess it's been a long-running PETA ad, that says, Told you I wouldn't be caught dead in fur. The coffins went on sale last week, and they're actually not too expensive, and the price includes a $75 contribution to PETA. And they make them out of, you know, earth-friendly tools, I guess. No screws or nails. I don't know how they keep them shut, but whatever.
Tongue and groove. I think that's what it is, right? Tongue and groove, Tim? I'm not a carpenter, but isn't that how you use the deals without the pins? Or they can use those little wood dowels, right? Yeah. That was my wood dowel sound.
Was that a woodpecker or a wood dowel?
A little bit of both.
That? Okay.
Don't judge me.
That was a Ugandan woodpecker, I believe.
Yes. So PETA's got coffins. Well, that's huge.
PETA has coffins. And, you know, we kind of talked about that a couple weeks ago. It's becoming really kind of trendy. It's weird. I mean,
what, to die or be buried?
Both.
Okay.
I mean, funeral homes offer stylized coffins with, you know, like team logos and stuff on them. We've seen that stuff before, so.
No doubt.
Anyway, PETA's got a new one. Yeah.
Tim's got his Kiss coffin already reserved.
I do, yeah.
It's
yeah.
The Strutter 77 Kiss coffin.
Oh, yeah.
That's
double
it.
Double platinum, baby.
That's right. Where are we off to? Oh, you know what? Let's take our next break here. It's 9:30. You're listening to the best in paranormal talk radio with our national news correspondent, Bree Sanders. We'll be back with more strange and weird news from around the United States right after this. Welcome back to Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Across the board from me, Tim Dennis. Tim, I love that opening lyric. I'm not going to talk over it.
Not going to step on his
toes. No, man. No. It's the police. It's Sting.
Yeah.
El Sting.
El Stingo.
Speaking of El Stingo, let's go back to our lovely news correspondent. I know there's no correlation there, but I just had no way to tie it back into it. Ladies and gentlemen, from the state of Missouri, national news correspondent Bree Sanders. Bree, where are we off to next, ma'am?
We're going to Utah.
Excellent.
There was.
I hear there's good skiing there.
Yeah.
And we've given out all the passes to the movie folks, so you can stop calling in. We'll have something to give away in the next hour, so stay with us. We'll be back in the next hour. All right, go ahead.
There was a letter to the editor in the St. George, Utah newspaper this past week that said, Prophet shares grim forecast. And it was signed by Leland Freeborn, who is known to a lot of people as the Parowan Prophet.
Oh, okay.
And he basically, he established his, you know, his self as an international talk radio guest, and he also has a survivalist website that's had more than, like, 100,000 hits. A lot of people know who he is, I guess. So
right.
This is basically what he wrote. I think that you should hear what my opinion about the Obama election is. He claims that Obama will not be the next president because I think back, he's saying back in August, he was saying that if Obama lost, you'd see all these riots and, you know, chaos would break out. But he's saying even though he didn't lose, he thinks that before Christmas 2008, there are going to be riots. And he even quotes something in the, I mean, he doesn't quote the Bible, but he refers to Peter 2:13 in the Bible, saying this kind of follows something that along in that section. And he's kind of saying that these riots are going to encourage what he's calling the old hardline Soviet guard to, you know, seize the opportunity, drop nukes on the United States, killing about 100 million of Americans, 100 million Americans. And his history, have you ever heard of this guy, Dave?
Yeah, I have heard of him. I just can't, I can't put my finger on what the deal was, but I know that he's, you know, he's a pretty big deal out there.
Yeah, he's basically, some of his history, he's a Mormon, a father of 12. He'd crashed his airplane in 1975 and had gone into a three-week coma. And during the coma, he says that he went to the other side and emerged a prophet, basically. Mm-hmm. And he, at 66 years old, he pretty much, he's parted ways with the Mormon Church. He gave up all of his money and has just been spreading around his prophecies. And I think they're saying he makes his living mainly on selling newsletters and survival information on his website and stuff like that. But he actually cites some of his successful prophecies. He claims that he offered O.J. Simpson's murder acquittal and Al Gore's winning of the popular vote in 2000, but now his current prophecy is he's had this recurring dream of seeing nuclear flashes in the West while shopping at a Walmart, actually, during Christmas. So, and he kind of refers to...
So what you're saying is that we should keep him from Walmart at Christmas time? So that this prophecy cannot come true. Tim, get the battle gear on. We're going to stop the Padawan prophet?
Something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and he claims that his dream is occurring this year in 2008. And he admits that he's issued similar warnings a lot of times before and that they didn't happen. And, you know, he says prophecy is not an exact science.
Well, then let me go on the record as saying I do believe that Barry Manilow could become the new ruler of what we will call Manitopia.
I'm with you.
I could be wrong. I mean, this is just a, you know, skeptical deal. But Manitopia. Please, you want to be a part of that world, don't you, Barry Manitopia?
Yeah, no. No, thank you.
With the prime ministers of Swing Air Supply?
Right.
Yes.
There's got to be a place for the Bee Gees in the cabinet somewhere.
Oh, man. I'd like to stick them in a cabinet somewhere. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's pretty much
that's all you got to say about that?
He's handing out. You can go. I haven't actually visited his website, but.
No, why would you? You're just a reporter.
Hey, I just saw it.
Anyway,
it's the Parawan Prophet. And I could actually send you a link to.
Please, that'd be great. And we'll get it up on the site so everybody can not read it. That'd be.
And for those who are interested, he is handing out brown medicine bottles filled with iodide crystals because it wards off the effects of radiation. So.
Really?
Yeah.
And there's enough in those little medicine bottles to keep you safe from radiation?
I guess.
Must you bedazzle yourself with them?
Right.
Yes, paranormal bedazzling. That's the new course we're giving it at Paranormal or Open U Paranormal State. I better not say that. That's against the law. All right, where are we off to next, my dear?
I wanted to mention this movie. It's called Push. And
yes.
I don't know how many people have heard about it. It comes out February 9th, mm-hmm. 2009. It is an action thriller that goes into the world of psychic espionage, where artificially enhanced paranormal operatives have the ability to move objects with their mind, see the future, create new realities, and kill without ever touching their victims. And, of course, this is something we've been talking about for months.
We actually saw the trailer for this at, I think it was Quarantine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, in the movie, there's something called the Division. It's this government agency, and it's genetically transforming citizens into an army of psychic warriors, and brutally disposing of those unwilling to participate. The main character is played by Chris Evans. His character is a mover, so it's like he has telekinetic powers.
Okay.
And he's in hiding because this government agency murdered his father, and he's living in Hong Kong, which is the last safe place on Earth for fugitives like him. But I guess Dakota Fanning enters his life, and she's a clairvoyant, and then Camilla Bell, I think you pronounce her name.
Okay.
She's another character, and she's what's called a pusher, and it's supposed to be the most dangerous of all the psychic powers. It's actually the ability to influence others' actions by implanting thoughts in their minds. So it sounds pretty cool. I mean, I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, sounds like a good one, and they have been talking about that, the ability, and we've had, who did we have on the show, Tim? Somebody was, one of our guests talked about the fact that he was able to implant thoughts into your mind, and it was part of a government program, right? Have another shot of NyQuil.
I'm doing Tylenol shooters in here.
The sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, head fever, how the hell did I wake up on the kitchen floor medicine?
That's right.
Exactly. All right, where are we off to next here?
Let's see. Actually, let's go back to...
Florida?
This is in, not yet.
Okay.
This is in San Francisco.
Excellent.
This is a doctor in San Francisco named Walter Semkew, I think you pronounced that. He claims that Barack Obama is the reincarnation of Wyman Trumbull.
We've had this guy on our show, Dr. Semkew.
Did?
Yeah, isn't he the guy that found Marilyn Monroe, Sherry Laird, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so Dr. Semkew's been on our show. So he believes that Obama is the... Is the reincarnation of who?
Wyman Trumbull. This was an Illinois Democratic senator and the main author of the 13th Amendment, which put an end to slavery in the U.S. And, you know, coincidentally, Illinois is the state that
Lincoln
represented and which Obama represents now. And he has written, I guess since you've had him, you know this, he's written books on reincarnation. And he basically... Let's see, through background research and what he says, psychic sessions, this is what has made him believe this about Obama. He said that there's many similarities between Trumbull and Obama, and like one would be, after finishing law school, Trumbull moved to Illinois in the 1830s where he set up a practice, and he represented African-American slaves many times against slave owners. He was a great speaker, and which, you know, is, of course, just like Obama. And he, what he's saying, though, his whole point, I guess, is that if we accept the case of Trumbull, you know, being reincarnated as Obama, he thinks that it sends out an important message that individuals can actually change race from one life to another. So he thinks that if we recognize that, the world will be a better place, basically.
Just by realizing we can, well, if we've been told in the past we can come back as animals, as abuse victims, as all kinds of really silly stuff. So yeah, why wouldn't we be able to cross the race barrier?
I know.
I can come back as a woman, but I'm not coming back as anybody else in any other color form. That just doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. But we have to take our next break here. We got one more segment left with the lovely and talented Bree Sanders. Stay with us. You're listening to the best in paranormal talk radio. We're here with you every Saturday and Sunday night, 9 to midnight. Good evening. Welcome back to Darkness Radio. So during the break here, I checked my email. I have a letter from Jeff Belanger.
Yep. It
says, Dave, loved your son's book review. 4 stars. Rockin'. And thanks for playing my song. Hopefully it will crack the Billboard's top 1 million holiday songs. Merry Christmas, my friend. So let's see. And I totally could do a Jewish song. You just wait.
All right.
So we've got the challenge. So next week we expect one.
It sounds like Donkey Kong.
That's right.
That's right.
Nice. All right. We're going to go back to Bree Sanders with her final bits of wisdom of the strange and weird news from around the United States. Where are we off to next, Bree?
We're going to go to Pellahatchie, Mississippi. Students at a Mississippi high school said that a fellow student spoke in tongues and made grave predictions for her classmates for 3 days. Some of these predictions actually included when the students would die.
Yikes.
Pellahatchie high school students called reporters from a TV station convinced that an evil spirit had taken over a girl named LaShundra Clanton. Students say she was speaking in a deep voice and sometimes spoke in tongues. She told students about little-known facts from their past and made predictions on how some of them would die. It made students cry and leave school, and some have not even returned. Classmates said that they think an evil spirit is possessing the girl, and they were so convinced that some brought Bibles to school and had a devotional. This girl... LaShundra Clanton says that some people believe and some don't. She, you know, acknowledges that they say it was the devil, but in her opinion, the devil only tells lies. She says that everything she said was the truth. She admits that she spoke in tongues and made predictions for her classmates, but she said it was God speaking through her, not the devil. She says she didn't cuss anyone out, said if it was a demon, she would have torn the school up. So, it's nuts. Her mother also believes that God is using her to touch students at the school. The school doesn't know how to handle the problem. They're not, suspending her or anything, but...
How can you suspend somebody for being psychic or speaking with God?
I know, but it's...
We'll have none of that God talk here, young lady.
I mean, when other kids are too scared to come to school, it's pretty serious.
I don't know, Tim. If I could use that as an excuse to get out of school, I probably would have done that as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm frightened. All right, what we do is we get LaShonda to tell us that we're going to die so we don't have to come into school and we get a couple of weeks off for the holidays. We get some basic mental break pay. I think that's the way it went down.
Okay, you're right.
I knew it. See? Crazy. All right, where are we off to next?
Let's see. There is a man named Timothy Murray who claims that he took some sand from a volcano in Hawaii, and ever since he did that, he's been haunted by a volcano goddess. He scooped up
sand
during a visit to the Big Island.
I bet she's hot. Oh, I can't help it.
He returned to his home in Florida.
Of course he did.
after he returned home, his pet died. He split up with his fiance, and he was arrested by FBI agents. He doesn't
sound like
why
he's,
that was.
Am I wrong, or is he living a country western song?
He blames Pele, the volcano goddess who apparently punishes people who take anything belonging to her. He decided to send the sand back and claims that since he did that, things have actually improved.
You know, that's interesting because Tim once stole soccer legend Pele's shoes and Pele kicked him hard until he got it back. So both Pele's are vindictive, Tim.
Nice.
We now know this about Pele.
And now certain parts of my body look like a soccer ball.
Yes. So what happened now?
So he sent the sand back. And he put a note with it. Actually said, please take the sand and put it back somewhere on your island. I've had very bad luck since it came into my life, and I'm very sorry I took it. Please forgive me. Blah, blah, blah. And wasn't that an episode of the Brady Bunch?
It was something like that. Yeah, but it wasn't... It wasn't sand. It was the little totem that they found. Da-da-da-da-da. Remember? And Greg wore it and then was surfing. And then he got tipped over and almost hit his head on the rock. Tim's in there shaking his head and being just disgusted with me that I know this about it. Tim, don't shun the knowledge, brother. Someday when we're fighting out for food on this planet and the whole world has been reduced to nothing but a game show planet to survive.
Right.
And I'm the trivia guy on your team.
Yeah.
You're not going to be scoffing.
That's
all I'm going to say.
That's the question that's going to decide whether we eat or not that day, right?
You never know. My God. All right. We've got time for a couple quick stories here, Bree. Where are we off to next?
We're going to go to Massachusetts. There was a crocodile sighting in Massachusetts. And actually, Massachusetts, apparently, is known for its long history of out-of-place alligator sightings that trace all the way back to the 1930s. Earlier this week, a man saw a large crocodile swimming in Fisk Pond. Around 3:30, the man called the police. He said that he had seen an 8-foot crocodile swimming about 10 feet from shore, headed toward downtown, whatever direction that would be. The man left before police got there, but he gave his cell phone number and his name. Police searched the pond, found nothing, and about a half hour after they started the search, ended. But environmental... specialists are saying if there really is a crocodile, it would be very lethargic because it's so cold. This is actually not the first time a reptile has been seen in a Massachusetts body of water this year. In July, several people said they saw a small alligator in a lake called Lake Washakum.
Okay.
And police never found it. So interesting. Just a little sighting.
Well, not too surprising considering people are, they're buying these pets and then they get too big for their homes, so they're dumping them in local lakes and ravines, and which is stupid because you know how many little kids like to wade around in these lakes, and some moron who got tired of taking care of his caiman or crocodile he bought off the internet, he just goes and dumps it in a lake?
Yeah. You know, the thought pops into my head every time I get into the Lake of the Ozarks. I don't know why.
Oh, I won't. I won't swim in lakes. I won't. I swim in my bathtub. That's it. That's the only safe place, and sometimes not even there.
Shorter laps, and you don't run out of breath as easy.
That's true. Shorter, much shorter laps. Makes me feel like I've accomplished a lot more, Tim.
Oh yeah, why not?
All right, where are we off to next?
This is an article I actually saw while I was on the Cryptomundo website.
Okay.
And it's a little, I don't know, it's hard for me to paraphrase this, but basically what they're saying is some people believe that between December 12th and December 19th, a disaster is coming. There's a Native American curse.
It is. It's called the next season of American Idol, I think. Isn't that kicking off now? Oh, sorry.
Starting in January, the disaster begins. Okay.
All right, so between December 12th and December 19th,
right?
There's a big tragedy on its way?
I guess.
Okay.
There's an author / astrologer named Gary Cohen who recently wrote some of this. I'll kind of try to paraphrase it a little bit. But
all right, we got about a minute here.
Okay, he's speaking about how a lot of astrologers know that every 20 years since 1840, the U.S. president elected during that year has died while in office. And that was the case until Ronald Reagan, who was shot and almost died, but he actually survived. So they think the curse ended with him. Well, this astrologer, Gary Cohen, believes that George Bush is in danger of not living out his term.
I think we're more in danger if he does live through his term.
Well, he believes he's either going to be assassinated or have a heart problem or something along those lines.
Sure.
But it's nuts. He's basically issuing out a warning. He's saying around the full moon, this December 12th, there are indications in Bush's astrological chart, the USA chart, the New York Stock Exchange chart, and the ACG Lunation chart that all point to some major tragic event in this country. And they're saying there's significant data that all this, something about the moon right now indicates bridge jumpers, suicides, hostage situations.
Well, now what's unnerving to me is at the beginning of this deal, you talked about the psychic who said something bad was going to happen to Obama. So what if, and I don't know this, and we don't have much time to explore this, but what if the bad news is something happens to Obama and we're stuck with Bush for 4 more years? The humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining Bree Sanders, our lovely national news correspondent this evening. Bree, we'll be back with you again next week.
Definitely. Talk to you then.
Thank you. And everybody else, stay tuned. We're going to be back with another great guest, and we're going to be talking about ghosts and poltergeists and apparitions. So stay tuned with Brian Riggi. He'll be right with us after the top of the hour. You're listening to the best in paranormal talk radio right here on your home for Darkness Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 9 to midnight, 100.3 K-Talk.
ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.